يا أول كل شيء وآخر.
How do I gain closeness to Allah? Let's do three verses of the Quran. The first verse, Surah Yasin, verse 61.
So this is it's a type of colonization of the mind before they colonize the bodies.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight and I'm your host Mehdi. Please stay with us.
كل شيء ومليك يا رب كل شيء وسانع يا خالق كل شيء ووارث.
Today's tip: knowing Allah's attributes and how it affects our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are humbly at your service speaking about the divine attributes of Allah and how this has an effect on our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, as many of you know, there are 99 names of the Almighty Allah. Of these 99 names, we find that these are also the attributes of the Almighty Allah. Now, these divine attributes of the Almighty Allah are not separate from the essence of the Almighty Allah. So, the Almighty Allah is merciful in His essence, He is wise in His essence, and He is knowledgeable, all-powerful, forgiving. He is the Creator. Now, all of these divine names or these divine attributes of the Almighty Allah are not separate from the essence of the Almighty Allah. Allah is one. And so all of these different names are part and parcel of the essence of the Almighty Allah. But they're not a part in the sense where they are divisible from the existence of the Almighty Allah. So I think that's about enough theological discussion on the attributes of the Almighty Allah and the essence of the Almighty Allah. But what we want to talk about is how we should know these attributes, these divine names of the Almighty Allah. Now, these divine names of the Almighty Allah, again, there are 99, we're not saying that in one night we should memorize every single one of them. I mean, if you can, that's excellent. But for most of us, it takes a little bit of time to be able to go through all the 99 names of the Almighty Allah. And so these names are the way in which we are able to know the Almighty Allah, right? It is via these attributes that we get a small glimpse of who the Almighty Allah is, right? And of course, many of these divine names can be found in the Holy Quran, if not all of them can be found in the Holy Quran. And so these divine names, they have a very real effect and a very real impact on our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. And that is because the more we get to know the names of the Almighty Allah, and the more we get to know the attributes of the Almighty Allah, then we can implement those attributes in ourselves. So, for example, the Almighty Allah is the most merciful. And so, of course, when we read the Quran and we read the traditions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, and the infallible and immaculate divinely appointed Imams, alayhimus salam, when we put all of these things together, we learn that we should also be merciful when it comes to the believers. But when it comes to the enemies of Islam, these people who have hatred and animosity and are violent, against Islam, well, these people should not be treated in a merciful manner, because clearly they are not treating us in a merciful manner. And the Holy Quran talks about this, that how one should be firm and steadfast and powerful and strong against the enemies of Islam, the enemies of the Almighty Allah. But on the other hand, we must be merciful with the believers and with all those that are merciful with us. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
This is a difficult question to answer. And I didn't expect this question.
That's a difficult question, because there's each one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with its own little specialty.
Can it be all of them, or just one name?
My favorite name of Allah is Al-Ghafur, and it means the most forgiving. And I love that name of Allah because it shows how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you as a creation, and how much He's willing to forgive you even if you commit sin. And we all know that we're imperfect as human beings, and we all do foolish things that we're not supposed to, but to know that our Creator, no matter what, we can always return to Him and He'll always forgive us, is absolutely astonishing. And I feel like sometimes, even when we're not deserving of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still forgives us.
You know, if you hurt your brother, if you hurt, you know, a friend or something, they might not always forgive you. Or if they do forgive you, you know, there'll always be that, you know, that spot where they're just taken back by you if you did a mistake. But God, you know, He's the all-merciful, all-forgiving. No matter what you do, you always, you know, can go back to Him and just repent. And, you know, it's very comforting to have that.
My favorite name that comes right away to my mind is Al-Kareem. SubhanAllah, I feel like this name is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly the most generous. I feel it's a name that I feel it every minute of my life. Do you think you can try to be generous and you find what Allah gives you back is much, much more?
Al-Mujib is the answer. Because it goes into a lot of things, Rahman and Tawakkul. You need to rely upon Allah, and truly Allah is the only one who can really be relied upon. You know, there are times when you have, as you mentioned, close friends and whatnot, and really they're your friends, but situations always arise. But with Allah, the one who's all-powerful, the one who is great, these names that always exalt Him, they are befitting to Him, because He will never fall back on you.
You know, they're all very beautiful. Al-Ghani. We are always in need of Allah. And He is free of our need. He doesn't need us. We need Him.
My favorite name is Ar-Razzaq, because with that, Allah provides everything for us and blesses us with all the good things in life. So it's always good to remember that He's the one, He's the source of our blessings and what we have in life.
Al-Ahad, because it doesn't say Wahid. Wahid means one, but there could be other ones. But when you talk about Al-Ahad, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, they mean the one and only.
And Al-Wadud is also the name, and it has to do with something which is caring, loving, and very close to the people.
My favorite name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhaiman. It means the protector. The reason is because every time I feel like I'm down, or I'm like beaten to the floor, I just can't get back up, I know Allah's protecting me. I know Allah's watching over me. He's the protector, the almighty protector. So it's just nice, like, to have someone watching your back 24/7 a day.
I think it's Al-Jabbar, which means like the majesty, and at the same time the compassionate and giving comfort to us. So when I feel like broken, I say Ya Jabbar.
Al-Malik, the king, knowing that He is the king and He's the one who created me and He's the one who has written me from the time I was in my mom's womb until right now, what's going to happen every second of a minute, knowing that He's up there, and the fact that I could always count on Him and I can always remember Him.
As-Salam.
Is there a reason why?
Because that's what Islam comes from, and that's what Salam comes from. And It's just a beautiful name.
My favorite name would have to be Al-Hakim. You know, as a student, there are times where you just get really stressed out with exams, and sometimes you may ask yourself, like, why is this happening? But, you know, remembering Allah and the trials and tribulations that He gives us, you remember that it's all for a reason.
I don't know that many, but the one that I just learned, it's Al-Wakil, and it's the trustee. The reason is, usually you could depend on your friends or anyone, but at times of difficulty and at times of, you know, when you really need help, you know, you could always trust Allah, because Allah is always there.
My favorite name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahim, which is the most merciful, because I feel like it's such a beautiful thing that Allah has so much mercy for you, even more than your parents, which you feel like they have the most mercy for you, but He has more, and it's just unimaginable.
Muhammad, ya Rasul Allah, يا حبيب الله محمد يا خليل الله محمد.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about how we should get to know some of the divine attributes of the Almighty Allah. If not, we should get to know all of the divine attributes of the Almighty Allah. It is quite unfortunate, but many of us, we have a tendency to not know all the 99 names of the Almighty Allah. And it's unfortunate because these 99 names, these 99 attributes of the divine essence of the Almighty Allah, glorified and exalted be He, these names and these attributes show us a small glimpse of who the Almighty Allah is. And the more we get to know Allah, the glorified, the exalted, well, the closer we become to Allah, the glorified and exalted. And the closer we become to the Almighty Allah, well, our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah increases, and it becomes more powerful, and it becomes more potent, and the level of spirituality increases, and of course our closeness to the Almighty Allah increases as well. The more you know an individual, the more you love them, at least in this situation. And so, you know, the Almighty Allah is the most merciful, He is the most forgiving, He is peace, you know. Salam, Al-Salam is one of the holy names of the Almighty Allah. He is all-powerful, He is Basir, He is all-seeing, He is Sami', He is all-hearing, He is all-knowing, He is all-wise, He is all-knowledgeable, He is the beloved Creator, He is Raziq, He is the one who gives sustenance, He is Ghaffar, He is Ghafoor, right? He is the most merciful and the one most quick to forgive. All these beautiful attributes of the Almighty Allah. He is Al-Awwal, the first. He is Al-Akhir, the last. He is the first of the first. He is the last of the last. He is omnipotent. The Almighty Allah is caring. He is nurturing. He is the one who gives us ultimate education. He loves us the most. Ya Wadudu. These are all divine names and attributes that are really incredibly beautiful, and we should take time to contemplate over them and try our best to inculcate them into our daily lives, into our personalities, and into our families. And really, it will bring a sense of peace and calm to us as an individual, and it'll help us to be able to better walk this path of ubudiyah, walk this path of the worship, the servitude, and the obedience to Allah. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah. احتمي بحماه.